You are in a challenging time, we understand. But we would like to remind you that in a storm, the smart focus is not on the storm, but on the eye, the place in the middle of all of it where there is peace and stillness. And even though that is a discipline, and we understand that it is, that is where you want your focus to be. If you did not start the war, you cannot finish it. You are not in charge of many of the things that have gone wrong, but you are definitely in charge of your own peace. That is something that is within your power to choose. So while the storm rages, choose the eye of the storm and find the calm and the peace that keeps you safe there. Now, we would like to speak to you a bit about what it is to do with your own energy when there is so much tumult. There are some challenging things about handling your own energy. One of them is, of course, is that, let us say that you are in a profoundly bad mood. We understand that that comes to all of us in the human form. But that in itself, of course, can have a negative influence on the world around you, because the energy that you are carrying does not simply stay with you. It moves out and impacts the world around you. Now, that does not mean that you never have a profoundly bad mood. It does not mean at all that you do not have the right to feel what you feel. But there are some things here that are really good things to learn. And it's why we mentioned the eye of the storm. Because even on a day when you are in a profoundly bad mood, there is a profoundly good place in your own heart waiting for you to come to it, to rest in it, and to be comforted in it. And part of what has been problematic is that if there is judgment on the way you feel by yourself or anyone else, then we have a negative feeding a negative. The judgment is negative. The thing you feel is negative. And one simply builds on the other. If we have what we are going to call loving acknowledgement, and that is to say, I am in a profoundly bad mood. It is simply a statement of, I see what is happening here. I see what is happening inside of me. And I have a choice now. And it is not, if I were a better person, I would not be in a bad mood. We could talk to you about some of the saints through the ages who have had profoundly bad moods. You would be surprised. But we will not interrupt your own path with that. But it is to say that acknowledgement of that is important. And the second thing that is important is, where do I take myself? Where do I take myself so that I can make this better for me? Because in making it better for me, I make it better for the world around me. Now, what is it? What happens when you bring your profoundly bad mood to your heart? Well, the first thing that happens is the love in your heart begins to close in on you in the best possible way. And you are reminded of the beauty of your own heart and the safety of it. You are reminded of the fact that the universe nurtures your heart, and that when you are willing to sit in your heart and open to the universe will come to you. That very simple statement is a profound protection in your life. because it is not saying to you, you should be different, you should be better, you should. It is saying, acknowledge what has happened, and then as soon as you can, breathe yourself into your own heart center and call the universe. Call the universe and say, I need help. I am in this profoundly bad place and I need help. And then open and feel the golden light flooding your heart center, pouring into your body, bringing peace to all of the places that have been at war. This does not mean that you will never feel this again or that this episode, as it were, is over, but it means that when you know where to go, you can return to that place as many times as you need to, and you can open to the universe, which will come to you every time that you call. And so, given this knowledge of how the universe is constructed and how it relates to you, no matter what your mood might be, then you will begin to be able to see the power you actually have, even when you feel the most powerless. So, we will begin to speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a cleansing energy come up from the earth, and let the cleansing energy wash your root clean so that it is alive and in line with who you really are and what you want to create. Let the cleansing energy move through your second center, taking away the shame and the judgment, leaving you free to simply cleanse what comes through without judgment, without fear. Let the cleansing energy come up and into your solar plexus. And let that energy gently relieve you of those emotions that are not for your highest good. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your heart. And let the cleansing energy wash the pain out of your heart. Wash any old patterns which do not serve you. And see the garden in your heart nourished and blooming and full of love. And feel the cleansing energy come up to your body and into the throat. And let the cleansing energy free the throat of any negative or judgmental communications you might turn against yourself or anyone else. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the third eye. Let the cleansing energy clear your third eye and feel your intuitive powers return to you and allow you to know what you truly know. Feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the crown. Let the crown open and feel the cleansing energy like a fountain coming out of it, making this beautiful stream of cleansing and release. Now let the energy in your body become very, very light. And feel your energy move up through your body and out through your crown so that you are moving higher and higher into the night sky. You are free and you are safe. And there is a vehicle that comes to you to allow you to move in the night sky safely and in an expanded place. Find the vehicle that comes to you. And begin to enjoy the beauty, the wonder of all of the night sky, the planets, the universes, the lights. And know that you are a light in the universe. Take this moment to honor your own soul, your own spirit, created every bit as much in love and importance as all of the lights that you see in the night sky. Let your vehicle bring you back. And feel your energy return to your body. And feel it flow into your heart center. And in your garden, look up and see the same stars in the sky you see from your heart. Now see that the universe has left a gift for you in your heart. Rest your mind. Know your gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.